This week, federal officials said that a dry spring have them concerned that there could be a serious summer fire season in the western United States. Of course, few of us in Wyoming understand what a dry spring looks like. Bill Crapser is Wyoming State Forester. I caught up with him in his office in Cheyenne.
So we're hearing in the West, there's supposed to be a lot of concern for fire, but boy, we've had so much moisture here. Are we as concerned?
Really, we're not, Bob. Where we're looking at is probably the low end of a normal fire season is what we're predicting right now. Of course, that can change with the weather patterns over June, July, and August. As we all know, with the wind in Wyoming, it only takes a couple weeks of hot, dry weather to dry things out. But right now, the big areas of concern for this season are the Southwest and then up through California, and as the summer progresses into Nevada, southern Idaho. That's where the predictive services are saying fire season. It's going to be bad. The interesting thing is right now the predictions are Hawaii is going to have a above average fire season all summer. They've been in a drought over there, and they have been picking up quite a few wildfires. But for ours right now, we're looking at normal to a little bit lighter than normal fire season. Our resources are in pretty good shape, from our state helitac to our inmate crews. BLM and the Forest Service have good resources available. And as always, the counties have, the volunteer fire departments have strong resources. I think we're looking at somewhere around 1,500 volunteers being red carded this year. So we have pretty good cadre across the state to respond to fires that we do have.
I would think with the state's financial situation, it would be a good year not to have a lot of fires.
That's correct. I mean, every year is a good year not to have a lot of fires. But, firefighting is very expensive, and we're hoping for a light season.
Is there anywhere in the state, I'm so focused, as probably you are too, on southeast Wyoming. We've had so much, it seems like we're having a snowstorm every other week still. But are there parts of the state where it's been a little drier that there are areas that are you're concerned about?
The area up the Bighorns east through Campbell County, Crook and Weston County have actually been pretty dry all winter. They have been picking up substantial moisture the last couple weeks, so they're in better shape than they were, but they were pretty areas of concern for us early on. The way the predictive services look, it kind of depends where the jet stream flows for the summer. But the northern half of the state will probably see more fire activity than the southern half of the state this year, is at least what we're predicting right now.
The other thing you've told me in the past is when you do have wet winters, that can fool you a little bit, because if things really dry out, you're going to have a lot of growing, and that can be a cause for concern.
That's true, and that's why I say the weather in June, July, and August really is the telling thing. If you have a wet spring, you get a lot of fuels, especially fine fuels, grass, cheatgrass in particular, get heavy growth, and then if it dries out, you have a lot of issues. If you look in October of last year, the station fire up by Casper is a good example of that. We had a wet spring, had a lot of grass grow, didn't have much fire activity all summer, but we had a fairly warm, dry fall, and that precipitated having that type of fire activity.
But so far, from what you see, forecasts and all that, you shouldn't have a lot of problem this summer?
I really don't think so. I hate to make that prediction because usually I'm wrong if I make that kind of a prediction. But with everything the weather folks are telling us right now, we should have fairly moist weather patterns throughout the summer.
Bill Crapser is the Wyoming State Forester. We spoke with him in Cheyenne.